And welcome, everybody. You are listening to Cloud Sense. I am your host, Jack Berugin, and I've got a great show for you today. I have got Dennis Brady with us. He is the VP of Sales for IncrediWare. He actually concentrates on the medical and the pharma division. And first of all, Dennis, it's a real pleasure to have you on the show. Welcome to Cloud Sense.
Jack, thanks very much for having me. I appreciate it.
You know, tell everybody a little bit about IncrediWare, just to start with, only because, you know, I've used your products. I've actually been, when you go to rehab or if you go to the clinic or if you go someplace, there's a very good chance you get one of your products, actually, whether you know it or not. But tell everybody else that doesn't know about IncrediWare what exactly it is and where exactly, they can find the IncrediWare products.
Absolutely, Jack. Thanks. And so to that end, I've been in the medical space over 30 years, concentration in orthopedics, and was introduced to IncrediWare a year and a half ago with the founder, Jackson Corley, who was our CEO and founder of the technology. The company's been in around for a little over 7 years. And what's unique about IncrediWare is we have identified a way to integrate semiconductor material. So germanium, if you go back to our early science days of germanium and carbonized charcoal, everybody realizes what the effects of that are, but we found a way to actually break that germanium and carbonized charcoal down, weave it into the fabric. And therefore, when we create our products, our sleeves, they're proprietary in terms of the germanium blend and the carbonized charcoal blend. And what it does is it creates what we call a mid-infrared optical wave, and where it actually vibrates the cells in the tissue and drives up our blood speed and blood flow. So even if you think about sedentary patients, we would always ask our physicians, what do you do to help your patients recover at night while they're sleeping? And most of them would say, well, I don't do anything. So if you think about patients being in a sedentary fashion, we can actually, wearing the sleeve, drive up their blood flow, which when we do that, we're bringing more oxygen, more red blood cells, et cetera, to the affected area, which really helps promote recovery.
Well, I got to tell you, Dennis, I'm not only a host of a podcast here. I'm also a user of that product. I actually used it on my elbow, and I threw my elbow out. I guess, being almost 60 years old now, throwing a football is not probably a smart thing to do, especially if your arm is out of shape. But I thought my shoulder would be hurting. It was my elbow, and I ended up using one of those sleeves, and it was remarkable. It really was. I don't know if people realize the science that goes behind this thing, but this is not, your regular wrap that you used to put on as a kid around your elbow.
Exactly. And, this is the distinction. And I appreciate you saying that because, we're all weekend warriors to some extent. Right. And so the nice thing about me in this particular role, too, is when I have patients or friends or family that have a particular ailment, whether it be obviously knee, elbow, shoulder, ankle, you name it, I can provide them a product. I've gotten extremely positive results back with that and pretty quickly. And one of the things, the distinction is that we all know what compression wear does, and it feels good because it's tight, and it provides kind of a mechanical, physical support. IncrediWare is really the antithesis of that. We do not want it to be tight. It's not, while it looks and acts and feels like compression, it's really what we call a physiologic functional response. Most physical therapists for the last decade have used what we call red laser therapy or low level laser therapy. And that's been proven to really help at a cellular level. And that's what we're really seeing. And that's the whole transition that we see in this technology, is that we know that this semiconductors, there was a study done at Boston University on this that showed the vibration in the tissues. So if you think about throwing a rock into a pool and the ripple effect that you see, that's the tissue vibration that causes that blood flow and blood speed to accelerate. Yeah, and it's quite profound.
It's absolutely cool, and I got to tell you, it is very, very remarkable. Hey, let's shift gears a little bit. This pandemic has really, really made people pivot. All right, I know that your business model, just like everybody else's, all right, had to make some different pivots. Give us an idea of where you were prior to the pandemic and how you seem to be shifting, especially with sales. And since this is a show about cloud enablement and how the cloud is helping, you know, you actually get to that point, let's talk a little bit about what you're doing on the virtual side, and we can get into a little bit about this virtual channel sales that you guys have developed with UCX, which by, and all disclosure, UCX is one of the companies in my little portfolio that I've founded. So please, go ahead, Dennis, start telling us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So on the medical side of the business, it was pretty key for us to have a face-to-face network. I've built that out with various distributors across the country on the medical platform. They may be selling bracing or DME sports products within to physical therapy, orthopedic surgeons, et cetera. Most of the DME coordinators would stock our product. You know, physician would come in, patient would obviously be seen. They could be, you know, recommend a knee brace, shoulder, ankle, whatever it might be. So that was really rolling pretty well at that particular point in time. We faced a couple of hurdles, though. One was space and time, right, and functionality of the practice to be able to accommodate housing the inventory, fitting the inventory, and managing it in that respect. What really propelled this was now, obviously, with COVID, telehealth, right? So one of our big partners down in the Andrews Institute in Pensacola has been using this product for quite some time. So what we're really looking to do is provide a way. So if those patients are actually having a telehealth visit, right, we can actually then recommend the product, and then the patient can actually go to their particular website, and thank God be working with this with the UCX Exchange in a very simplistic way, have that patient have a virtual shopping experience to get fitted for the product and have it shipped directly to them.
Well, how important is that right now? And explain that to the listeners, because I think people are going to be surprised, because this is something that I would have thought would have happened maybe in another 3 to 5 years. But, you know, it seems to have been sped up at such a dramatic pace. And I say that about just about everything these days. But with what you are doing, it was such a brick and mortars type of sales approach in many ways. And I've seen it. I've seen that salesperson in that office talking to that team of doctors or whoever it is that's doing the procurement. But what you have done is you've kind of shifted gears here a little bit, and you've been able to pivot in a way where a lot of small businesses or even medium-sized businesses haven't really been able to do that. Dig into it a little bit more, will you, Dennis?
Absolutely. So, I mean, again, it's important as we see, think about the analogy of Zoom and what happened there. No one really knew what Zoom was early on, and now we've got, you know, millions of subscribers. So with the UCX platform and telehealth, you know, we've always talked about telehealth in medicine, but now we're really forced to utilize that. And so if patients come in to the office and need a follow-up, they can't just walk back into an office. They need an appointment to do that. But on the telehealth side, we can really now promote this and really promote the functionality of the product through that, in a very simple way for the patients to have access. We've always done an e-commerce side of our business, but really making this e-commerce side a bit functionally specific to each particular practice has been what's been really key to get that uptake, to allow that provider to provide the product that they feel is best implemented to treat their patients.
You know, it sounds like this virtual channel that you guys have built is really an extension of the whole Shopify model that's been out there that has enabled e-commerce, because it really takes it that one step further. It's more of a that rifle shot approach when you need it.
It is, and we've been using Shopify for, you know, majority of our business for the last 5+ years, and so working with UCX has been really, you know, from a functionality perspective, very simple, because everything integrates through the API platform through into Shopify. And then again, one of the biggest concerns that I had was always when you talk with an end user or provider about putting something on their website and think about, oh, wait a minute, I've got to get my team involved with that. I want to make sure there's no security issues, things of that nature, where this is, again, this is not a firewall issue. This is a very simplistic front end, URL that we put on there. And it also allows me to get the traceability that I need for my business. So therefore, with my distributors, every time they set that up, right, I can know through the UCX platform on a monthly basis, every transaction and every provider that's out there. So from an accounting perspective and simplicity, and as well as be able to manage that, should I have any changes, additions, deletions, I can do that as an administrator. So it's been very, very functional for us.
Yeah, no, I think it's very cool technology, but then again, I'm biased. So, but for me, I would think that this is the kind of thing that people should absolutely look at to enhance what they're doing on the sales side. Hey, you know what? Where is IncrediWare going to be in 5 years in your mind's eye?
Well, I think, with our newest CEO, Jim Osgood, came on back at the early part of the year. Jim has a medical background as well, but recently ran a company called Clean Canteen and grew that to a multi-million-dollar business in Chico. Jim has great aspirations for where we can take this as, again, we build out the medical platform for this. I mean, we've been very successful. I mean, 28 NBA teams, NFL, NCAA, you name it. I mean, we just did a partnership with the Sanford Health UFC team. The athletes that have been utilizing this product kind of really speaks to itself. But I think that what we'll see is that as we build this out and continue to do the studies to support it, we had a study last October in the journal Orthopedic Sports Medicine that showed that there was a statistically significant improvement in knee pain for early osteoarthritis. So we are doing multiple studies now for diabetic and chemo-induced neuropathy, which is a huge problem, as we know, in this country.
Oh, yeah.
Head injuries, right? There are multiple things that we'll use for post-surgical applications because the swelling and pain is what really is what we're functioning on to really eliminate the use of non-steroidals. We can do that now with this, and that's what we see in such a profound way because when we drive up that blood circulation and flow, everything goes back and we call the lymphatic system. And that's where we see that real big impact and reduction of swelling. When you do that, that whole cycle that we see, you got swelling, you got pulling of blood, you got pain, we got these things called cytokines that get released. That's what the non-steroidals would do. We want to reduce that need. We want to reduce the need for opiates, getting people off of pain meds earlier in their post-op surgery.
I got to tell you, Dennis, it's the kind of thing that hits close to my heart because as somebody who gets older, and for all you younger people out there that are not in your 50s like I am, I got to tell you something. The older you get, it takes longer to heal. Your shoulders, your elbows, your knees. And if you want to stay active, it just is one of these things that just happens. Hey, listen, before I let you go, all right, and we've only got another couple of minutes, you are like me. You're a bit of an entrepreneur. You've been in a lot of different things. As you make your rounds, and I try to ask this of all of my guests, is there something that you have seen? It doesn't necessarily have to be with IncrediWare, but is there something that you have seen that's captured your imagination, whether it be a technology that you have seen or something that you think to yourself, wow, in another 5 years, this is going to be bigger than anything that we are talking about today?
Well, I think it does speak to this, and again, with my career being in orthopedics, with hardware, and tending to, mechanically fix things, we've never really shifted down to the true biological level, the cellular level, right? And that's not only what IncrediWare does, because we're working at the cellular level, mitochondria, ATP, all these things. The cellular revolution that we're seeing in regenerative medicine, and where we're able to now take regenerative products is going to be huge. Because I think that you'll begin to see, this tissue engineering that we're talking about and how that can begin to impact. We'll have, surgeons and doctors thinking of things in 3 to 5 years that we never really even thought of. I think about, building new organs and things of that nature. There's so much we can do with tissue engineering and cellular technology I think it's going to have a profound impact in the medical space in the next 3 to 5 years.
Well, you know what? I got to say something. You just blew my mind there. That is probably one of the wildest things anybody has ever said on this show, but it is probably one of the deepest. You're going to have me actually doing a lot of research right after this just to see about some of these drugs and some of these processes and who's right on the cutting edge, because that's how you make money. Dennis Brady, folks. He is the Vice President of Sales at IncrediWare. Dennis, do me a favor. Please promise to come back again, because this is, I very rarely do I enjoy a conversation this much, and I really enjoyed this one.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you having me. It's exciting times. And despite everything that's going on, I think we still have to remain optimistic about the future of medicine and where it's going. And look forward to catching up again soon.
That's great. Dennis Brady, folks, again, a VP of Sales for IncrediWare. You've been listening to CloudSense. I've been your host, Jack Baruch, and I'll be talking to you soon.